Al Downing won 123 games in a 17-year career as a major league pitcher, mostly for the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers. He won 20 games in 1971 and appeared in 3 World Series, but he will be remembered as the man who threw one famous pitch to Henry Aaron.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
That famous call from Atlanta Braves broadcaster Milo Hamilton. That moment gives Al Downing a special perspective on the as-yet unknown pitcher who will achieve a strange form of immortality when he throws the ball that Barry Bonds hits to break Henry Aaron's all-time record. That could happen as soon as tonight in San Francisco. Al Downing joins us now on the phone from his home in California. Very nice of you to be with us today.
Well, thank you very much. Looking forward to the conversation.
And I expect you've heard that call 1,000 times.
As Milo says, we're joined at the hip.
Now, were you aware of the possibilities of what might happen that night in April 8th, 1974, when you went to the mound?
Was I aware of it?
Yeah.
All winter long. Remember, Henry ended the 73 season needing only 2 home runs to eclipse the record. And we were playing them in our second series of the season, so obviously I was very aware of it. But it's not something you take with you to the mound. You go to the mound as a starting pitcher, you have a game plan that you've prepared, and you try to pitch according to that game plan and what has been successful for you in the past, if you've had that success. And everything else is insignificant.
Mm-hmm. That pitch, I guess it wasn't exactly where you wanted it.
Well, no, but then again, you know, when you watch the game of baseball, there are a lot of pitches that are where you want them, and the good batter hits them out of the ballpark. There are a lot of pitches that aren't where you want them, and a good hitter pops them up. So, you know, it's one of those things that just varies from situation to situation.
Now, you found yourself in a very select company with people like Ralph Branca, I guess, who threw the famous shot who heard round the world back in 1951. And I understand you've talked with Ralph Branca many times over the years in Dodgers' spring training camps.
Well, we never talked about that situation. I would never go up there and talk to Mr. Branca and talk about what was it like to have given up that home run. Simply because when you're a professional and you play at that level, those things happen. I mean, that's part and parcel of the game. I mean, you guys make errors. I mean, you know, Tony Kubek was in a World Series. A ground ball hits him in the throat, and most people say that what it cost him the World Series. I disagree because you don't lose it on one play like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't talk to people about situations that occur during the course of a game because so many things happen during the course of the game that can affect the outcome of the game.
Yet that moment I guess for one pitch that's a failure. You made it, you know, you got hit for a home run. There's nothing worse that can happen, and it's going to be broadcast a zillion times over the next week.
Which one?
Yours.
It's been broadcast a zillion times so far the last 33 years, but it hasn't changed anything. It's still the home run, and Mr. Aaron still holds the record.
And I wonder if you have any advice for the young man who's going to find himself in that strange form of immortality that you have.
I don't give out advice.
You don't give out advice?
Oh, nothing qualifies me to give out advice. Each pitcher walks to the mound, he has his own idea of what's going to be successful for him. And, you know, if the pitcher's had a reasonable amount of experience in the major leagues, he understands how to deal with adversity. And no one can go and say, well, this is what you must do now. I mean, that's kind of presumptuous. I think each player goes out there and says, okay, I've been in this situation before, maybe not of this magnitude, but I've lost games before. And I think that's the key thing you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with an adverse situation that a lot of kids who played on the amateur level have never experienced for any length of time. I mean, they lose maybe 4 or 5 games in their entire amateur careers. Well, when you get into major leagues, you might lose 4 or 5 games in the first 2 months. And so, you know, you have to deal with that as being adversity, and how do you recover from it, and how do you deal with it. But the one thing you have to acknowledge is you're playing with the cream of the crop professional athletes in Major League Baseball. It's no disgrace to lose some games once in a while.
And does this moment, does this come up all the time?
No, it doesn't come up all the time.
I mean, when you're introduced to people, they say, aren't you the guy who gave up the pitch?
Well, if I'm at a public function, I'm giving a talk perhaps, and of course, it's going to be part of my biography that they're going to bring it up. But by the same token, you know, in life, you know, you don't go around thinking, okay, I only want the good things to be known. I don't look upon everything, you know. I don't want to say I pitched in the major league, but I lost 107 games. I don't want to say I pitched in the major leagues and I gave up a home run to Henry Aaron, because the flip side of that is maybe you don't pitch in the major leagues.
Yeah.
Then you really are just a guy walking down the street.
Yep, and I guess everybody who does make it to the major leagues, you know, fantasizes one day about retiring, and they give you a car and they drive you off the out of the ballpark, and 5 years after that you go to Cooperstown, and of course that doesn't happen for most people. You had a very good career. You pitched in the World Series. You played for World Series champions, and I wonder though, is it better to be remembered for giving up a home run than not to be remembered at all?
Most players who play in the major leagues aren't remembered. We have to understand that. Most players who play in the major leagues are very good players. They're very good athletes. And then you get the very few who are the exceptional players. And they're the ones that are in Cooperstown. And so no one, I don't ever remember playing with anyone who played minor league ball saying, I want to be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I want to get to the major leagues, because that is an experience that when you're in the minor leagues, you have no knowledge of at that point. And so once you get to the major leagues, you spend the next 4 or 5 years just trying to figure out and decipher what's going to take for you to be successful in the major leagues. And that's an ongoing process. You know, I was just watching Tiger Woods, and he was doing a press conference, and they asked Tiger, well, Tiger, now that after last week, it looks like you got your swing straightened out. Do you figure you're okay? He says, you never have it straightened out. He says, you don't own it. He said, it's there and it's gone. And that's what the major league of sports is all about. You're playing against such good competition at such a high level that you have to make adjustments periodically, and if sometimes on a daily basis. And so you don't get caught up into what's going to happen when you retire. You think, okay, my job is to get my team the best possible chance to win this ball game today.
Hmm.
And if Mr. Aaron hits the home run or Mr. Bonds hits the home run, so be it. But, you know, still I'm going to pitch them the way I've been most successful in the past, and hopefully that'll work.
And will you be watching tonight as the Giants take the field?
Most definitely I'll be watching it, yes.
Yeah, and I wonder, when it came up, were you, I understand you were invited, there was a series at Dodger Stadium, the Giants were playing there, last week?
Yes, I was invited over there by the fine folks from ESPN. They invited me down to watch a ball game, sit in the booth for a couple of innings, and just kind of like hash over what might be happening in the minds of the pitchers who have to confront Mr. Bonds.
Yeah, and you have that wonderful special insight, I guess. And one peculiar thing is that whoever throws that pitch to Barry Bonds, whoever it may be, might stick around long enough to throw the same pitch to Alex Rodriguez a few years down the line.
Well, you know, pitching is such a fickle profession. I've always said, you know, a pitcher can wake up with a crick in the neck and his career is over. So you never know. We're so quick to put this stamp of success or greatness on an athlete when you don't know, because you're talking about one knee, one mm-hmm. elbow, one shoulder, and boom, there goes your career. So we can't presume that person will be able to around that long.
Al Downing, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Nice talking with you, Neil.
Al Downing, a former pitcher for the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers, he joined us from his home in California. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We'll be right back.